Welcome to the Been There, Done That podcast with Angela Dunn Cartledge.
Hi, everyone. This is the Been There, Done That podcast. This is your host, Angela Dunn Cartledge, and we have the honor of being here today with Dr. Nicole Bradford. I'm so excited for this conversation. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I've been waiting on this moment, so I'm glad it's finally here.
Me too. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell the audience a little bit about you so that we can set the stage. But
Thank you. I'm so excited. Yes, I am a speaker and an author. I'm really excited today because my book came out this morning. So that's great news. But I am the youngest of six kids, born and raised in Austin, Texas. I come from very humble beginnings. Unfortunately, during my childhood, I had to witness domestic violence as a child. And that was very difficult as a young person trying to figure out everything with your parents. But the great thing is that they were able to reconcile and to strengthen their relationship. And I had the pleasure of caring for them the last 3 years of their lives. And actually, this week has been particularly hard for me. I don't know, you know, grief kind of comes in waves. And just earlier this week, it was really, really hard. I think it was heavy on my heart and missing them. But just like the company maintained the flame, I was able to sit with my memories that we had, the memories of my childhood, and also the memories of the last 3 years of their lives. And that gave me some peace and some comfort. And I was very thankful to God for those moments. But as an author and a speaker, I'm able to travel. I love to speak at women's conferences, educational conferences. I have over two decades of experience in the field of education, and I do coaching as well, life coaching. I help with parents. I help with individuals that's kind of in that sandwich generation. I help with education, leaders, you name it. I've been fortunate to have a lot of challenges in my life, but I think it's made me the person that I am today. So I spend my time now traveling, speaking, and coaching, and helping others maintain their flame for life so they can live the life that they desire.
I love that. And you said sandwich generation, and you saw my facial expression change. I am for sure in that generation, not by choice. You know that we struggled with infertility and had our children a little bit later than we intended to have them, but not what God intended. Of course, that was the perfect plan. But now we have 11-year-olds and 70-plus-year-old parents. So we are definitely in that middle ground, in the cream of the Oreo, as they say, in the middle. Yes. And I want to acknowledge your story, because what I think is so important about what you have come out with is positivity, that you have all the things that you have seen, all the things that you have experienced and had to reconcile at a very young age, and then be able to turn that into something beautiful, especially something called Maintain the Flame, which I think I can't wait to get into that, because that to me is the key to our ability to help ourselves out of the pit, out of the sand, the quicksand, whatever it is that we feel like we're stuck in. I'm going to jump in with the spark that you talk about, that we lose that spark. And I know that a lot of us talk about that when it comes to like the whimsy that children have, the believing in Santa Claus, you know, those kinds of things that we sort of build into childhood. And I want you to talk a little bit about how we can recreate that spark as grownups, especially those of us like yourself that have had trauma in our childhoods that are now trying to rebuild that a steady fire, right? Not just a one-time flash in the pan. We want a steady fire. So tell us a little bit about how we can do that.
Well, I always think of it kind of like our charger for our cell phones. And I think about that the same way with my relationship, my personal relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think it's very important that we remain charged and connected. But in order for you to remain charged and connected, you have to go back. And it's important that we take a trip back and we realize these are some things I really used to love to do, or these are some things that I enjoyed, or you know what? I always had that dream inside of me. My kids are out of the house now, or it's something that I wanted to pursue. It's never too late. So once you have the opportunity to take time, sit with yourself and go back and realize that potential and that fire and that desire and that interest, it's still inside of you. It didn't go anywhere because that gift was placed inside of you when you were born. All you need to do is take a step back, connect with that gift, connect with that dream and that desire, and charge back in. Because, you know, when we take the charger out of the socket, the phone won't last very long. It begins to kind of, you know, the battery will say, okay, I'm going to cut off now. And you can't communicate with others. But if you charge back up to that dream and that excitement and that desire that you had, you'll have that excitement for life. You'll have the ability to look at it and say, you know what? I'm going to start making a plan now. And I'm going to work my plan so that I can own the franchise one day. It's never too late. Or so that I can go out and I can speak. It's something that I wanted to do. I love this lady that's on Instagram. She is such a huge inspiration to me. I need to figure out her name. But she's an older lady. She left her home and she moved to New York because she had a dream of dancing on Broadway. And so, you know, people would say, are you crazy? Like, you're too old for that. Or like, guys, your life is almost over. But every time I'm on Instagram and I see her pop up and she's dancing like she's 15 years old, that just I just get so inspired. And I'm like, Nicole, what do you mean you're having a bad day? If you don't sashay over there and just live it up. But it's individuals that are like that, that'll reignite that flame. And they tell you that potential is inside of you. You can do it. You just have to take one step at a time. So go back, realize that dream, that aspiration, whatever it was that you wanted to do, connect to that dream and keep that fire lit because you deserve to pursue the things that make you happy. We only get one life.
We only get one chance, right?
We
have that moment. And I love how you framed that the gift was given to you when you were born. That gift doesn't go away just because you ignored it for 50 years or however long to go dance on Broadway.
Yes.
Whatever that looks like, it doesn't go away. And that's what I think is so critical, is that we think it does. Mm-hmm. We think fired. We think that dream is now like a coupon that we have to get rid of. We have to throw it in the trash, but it doesn't work that way because it's built into our body. It's built into who we are and our soul. I just, that's so powerful to me to hear you say that, because it infuses hope, right? It gives us back the control. It gives us back the baton, and now we can take that and we can go forward. It's so important that we remember that about ourselves.
And even if it's not something you want to pursue full time or long term, you have a family, you have a job, but even if it's a hobby that you want to get back into, something that'll bring enjoyment to your life. I always did tap and jazz. And so one birthday, I went and I bought myself some tap shoes. And I started tap dancing again. And I loved to roller skate when I was little. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go back roller skating. And so as I prepare to turn 50 this year, I said, you know what, Nicole, I'm going to write down 30 things I've always wanted to do. And on September 5th, I'll have 30 days until I turn 50. And each day I'm going to try something new. I've always wanted to learn to swim. My mom took me to swimming lessons. I didn't get the shark badge like the other kids. I got the turtle and I was so disappointed. So now I want to go and be a shark, but it's never too late. And that's what I just want to encourage other people, because life can beat us down. Life can put us in a horrible state, especially for me, 2021, losing my dad. And then because they had been married so long, 2022, losing my mom. And so I thought it was over. I was like, okay, that rough patch is gone, especially after caring for them. And then, I mean, are you kidding me? Nicole, you have endometrial cancer. Where did that come from? I definitely didn't see that coming. And so I was able to keep moving and keep pushing and was able to get a full hysterectomy. And then it's 2024. And I'm like, you know what, Nicole, you've had a rough couple of years and it's time for you to do some things that brings you joy to maintain that flame, because you got to find the positive in the situation and you have to find things that's going to ignite that flame, go back to my dreams and desires. And those are the things I love to do and I'm going to try it. And you never know, it makes a difference.
It does. And the only thing I thought about was my big sister came out inside me and said, ooh, you better get some elbow pads.
Yes. Make sure
as long as you have those two things, I think you'll be all right. Yes. But I feel like we put our own boundaries on things. We put ourselves in a box, just like what you said. I'm too old. I'm too this. I'm too short. You know, whatever it is that you hear that either you were told or you're telling yourself,
yes,
it's not fair. You don't have to do that anymore. You have the ability to change that. You don't have to keep saying that same thing to yourself. You don't have to follow that narrative. I think that's an incredibly powerful thing to give ourselves permission to do.
Exactly.
Since we're talking about maintaining the flame with you specifically, let's talk about maintain, because I think what I love the most about talking to my guests is these concrete items that we can give the audience to build on, that they have a step that they can take, that they can be able to build on and then take it to the next day and take it to the next day and even pay it forward into the world. Tell us about maintain and what that means for maintaining our flame.
Well, I came up with the acronym MAINTAIN. And so the first letter is M, mindset. And we know that our mindset, sometime we can allow our mind to take us to places that are not very positive, take us to believe things, make us believe things that we know is not always true. And sometimes we'll revert back to maybe our childhood. You know, I never really could do that. But we have to understand that the importance of having a growth mindset. It's not just the ability to be positive. It's okay to be positive, but you got to believe it. So you can't just say, I can do this. I can lose 10 pounds this month. But you really in the back of your mind is like, I tried it before. That'll never work. You must believe it. So you must have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, and step out of having a fixed mindset. The next letter is A, action. You have to be willing to take action. We can sit down all day and we'll talk to our friends and it sounds like a great idea, but we never act on it. And if we never act on it, it can't happen. And so you just think about it. You can sit where you are now. You can sit at work and say, I really want to go home now. But it's not until you get up and take one step and then the next step, and you continue to walk to your vehicle, that you're able to leave wherever you are. But if you sit here all day and say, I sure want to go home, it's never going to happen until you move. So you have to get moving, take action towards your goals. The next letter is I, be very intentional. Come up with a plan of action and stick to that plan. And when I talk about being intentional, I also mean with the relationships that we have in our lives. There are some relationships that we may have had issues in the past and we let those relationships go, but we desire to reconnect with those individuals because they were good for us. We just may have had a disagreement. Be intentional. Be the bigger person. Reach out and say, you know, I've grown since then. I would love to go out for a cup of tea, a cup of coffee and catch up. But be intentional with the relationships that we have, as well as the life that we desire. The next letter is N. We must nurture ourselves. It's very important, especially as caregivers, if it's taking care of ourselves, our children, or our parents, you can get overwhelmed. And I know personally, when I was taking care of my parents, there were plenty of days that I was like, oh my gosh, okay, she has Parkinson's. He's had several strokes. He's on a feeding tube. He's nonverbal now. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can't leave them. They really need a more and more attention. But my candle was starting to dwindle. My flame was flickering. And if I didn't take care of Nicole, I wouldn't be able to do a good job taking care of them. So make sure you're nurturing yourself, even if it's after a long day at work, before you go in the house and you're like, guys, go put your toys up and everyone get in your place. You sit in your car and you've listened to Miss Angela on your favorite podcast. And then you say, okay, I'm going to give myself 10 minutes. I'm going to regroup and then I'm going to go in the house. Or you get everyone settled and say, you know, the last 30 minutes of the evening is for me because I have to prepare myself for the next day. But nurturing yourself is important. And then the next letter is T, making sure, of course, you have a tenacious life and you're bold and your ability to go after what you want. But time is important. We don't get time back. So those precious moments, and as a parent of three amazing children, you know, I would be very busy, and I was very blessed and fortunate to have some amazing positions. At one time, I was a vice president of a college, and we had all these meetings, or I was a campus principal, or an assistant principal, or even a teacher. But I knew my son has a game, or my daughter, I promised to take her to get some ice cream. Or my other daughter called and she had a rough day at school. I need to take some time for my kids. I can't stay late today. Those moments you don't get back. So we have to prioritize and value that time. The next one is for us to always be authentic. You have to show up as your authentic self. Because if you allow the world to decide, nah, Nicole, you're just way too spunky, too much energy, we don't like it. But then I'm going to sit here and I'm going to say, well, I'll be like this now, but I'm truly not happy. And so I have to be okay with myself to show up as who I am so I can connect with the people that is meant to be in my life. So being authentic. And then the next letter is integrity. Unfortunately, in this world, any and everything goes. And it's so many individuals where we'll just turn the blind eye or, yeah, I don't want to say anything. I don't want it to seem like the oddball, but holding on to that integrity of who you truly are is very important, especially if you have young children. They're always watching you. And then the last one is to come up with your non-negotiables. Set your boundaries, your healthy boundaries. As I always say for teachers and for leaders, we're overworked and undervalued. But you have to say, I'm sorry, I'm going to cut this off. I have to cut this off at 4 because it's going to take me an hour to get home. And I'm going to have dinner with my family every night. I know everyone does fast food now, but that's not for me and my family. So I need to sit at a table and I need to reconnect with my family. Very important. And if you utilize those 8 strategies, you'll be able to have the life that you desire, because I want everyone to always remember your story is still being written.
That to me is the key, is that as you've been saying, it's never too late, but there is so much power in hearing your story is still being written, that you have the ability to make a choice, mm-hmm. that you aren't here by any other way than your choice. You can choose to move out of it. That I live by the action mantra that you have to keep making small movements. I love marking things off my to-do list, but I also like the to-do list being empty. But you can't have an empty to-do list until you do each one. And that's the hardest thing to get in my own head, is that I want to eat the apple whole, and you can't do it. You have to do it by bites, right? Yeah. So I really also loved the integrity piece, because as you said, there's so little right now that we see on a regular basis. I feel like having this podcast is renewing my faith in humanity, because I'm able to meet so many amazing people like yourself that are so open and so willing to help and really want to be there and change the world. And I needed this to boost my own mental health, truly, to be able to see that there are people just like me that just want to be better for everyone else.
Yes.
So being able to continue to write your story is such a critical piece. And that is where the flame comes in, right? To keep yourself moving, to keep you in that, moving in the right direction, finding your path that gives you that hope and that motivation to keep going, because it isn't going to be sunshine and rainbows the whole time. Just the 8 steps does not mean that it will be perfect from now on. It means that you have a why, you have a mission statement to go back to and to keep growing. And I just love it. I can't say enough about how much.
And that's because we all have purpose and we all have power. It doesn't matter what position you're in, where you are in life, you have power and you have purpose. And that is why I always, in my mind, I have this vision and I have this picture of a pencil. I know a lot of us don't use those anymore because we type and do all of the texting, but there used to be an eraser on there for a reason. You're going to make mistakes and it is okay. But you know what? While your story is being written, you have an opportunity to go back and say, I'm going to tweak this part a little bit, or I'm going to change this about myself, because every day is a new opportunity to get it right. And you just have to believe in yourself more than you believe in everyone else.
Oh, so great. More than what you've been told, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel that some of us in our generation, as I also turned 50 this year, is March 5th. So I just love that we have that in common, a fifth. That we hear from other people who we, and we allow messages, especially from our childhood, to define who we are and identify with them. And then that becomes a construct that we use as a grown-up and as an adult that we have to deconstruct, and we have to build back with different Legos and different Lincoln logs and whatever that takes. And so to me, it's the fact that you have that choice that is so powerful in your message.
I think you were going to say the same thing. And that is why I wrote the book, My Soul Is Not For Sale, because this is this is your life. This is my life. This is our life. And I'm not going to give it up to you because you want me to be someone else. And My Soul Is Not For Sale, it talks about, we have biases in the building. We have expectations from our jobs, from our normal day-to-day life. And as you talked about, there are some issues that we have in childhood that may have not been resolved. Well, those individuals exist in our workplace. Those individuals exist in our relationships, and we have to take that power back and say, that doesn't work for me. My soul is not for sale. I'm not just going to go along to get along. I'm going to stand up for what's right. And in the process, you're removing the lies that may exist out there, the labels that may have been placed on you, maybe in the workplace. They'll say, oh, we were going to give you that promotion, but we know you have children, so we gave it to John. well, you know, just because I have children, that doesn't mean that I can't stay late or I can't do the job. Or, you know, I've already dealt with individuals kind of in your area, and I think I needed to give it to someone that had more prestige or what have you. The lies, the labels, and but also limitations can be placed on us by ourselves. Sometimes we limit ourselves from great things that are out there because of our own beliefs. And so we just have to understand that our integrity is very important. It's important that we stand for what's right, that we value our voice, and we utilize our voice to make a difference.
And that is that was what I was going to say. So I really love the title. Because I feel like, especially we as women, mm-hmm. have given ourselves this, it's like we've given ourselves permission to give away our power, our voices. And we don't, even when we have the power to take them back, we don't. And I feel that is so important right now, especially with where we are as a country, that we really have this need to speak up for ourselves and to be able to ask for what we really need. And it's one of those lessons that I continue to teach my kids, because like I said, we have younger kids and we have older parents, and asking for what you need is such a critical piece of communication that I did not learn that. I learned
exactly
that there's a problem and either I needed to solve it myself or mm-hmm. I just needed to explain to someone what the problem was. I didn't have to be part of the solution. And to me, being able to speak it and being able to say, my shoe is untied. I need help tying it because I don't know how. That's powerful to be able to say out loud and have vulnerability around what you need, but also to be able to feel safe enough to do it. And there's all kinds of motivations that go into those kinds of things. But I really think that's important. So tell us, the book came out this morning.
Yes.
So we have now, once we get this published and everybody is listening to it, they will have the ability to get it. How can we get to you? How can we work with Nicole Bradford, Dr. Nicole Bradford, that can help us and get everything in our lives all set up and fixed?
Well, I would just love to partner and be that support system and that friend, that girlfriend that'll keep you motivated and hold you accountable. You can always find me on my website is Maintain the Flame. It's www.maintainetheflame.net. Or you can follow me on Instagram as well. Same thing, Maintain the Flame.
Perfect. Perfect. What can we expect to see from Dr. Nicole Bradford next?
Well, you can see me traveling, speaking at different events. Definitely, I'm going to give myself a little rest, but I will definitely write another book. I was actually thinking about books for children. Being an educator, I love kids. I love advocating for kids. I love kids reading. And so I'm thinking about writing some children's books. But and doing some coaching, helping others realize their potential. So I want to utilize my 2 decades of experience to help other people understand that where you are is not where you have to stay. And we can do work together and we can do whatever is necessary to move you to the next point, because that purpose and that passion that lies inside of you has got to come out.
It will.
Yes.
Another, right?
That's right.
And grieving it doesn't make it go away. So no. I love that. Thank you so much for being here, for being open to the audience, and for being part of my little adventure. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to see all the things you do next.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. And thank you for the opportunity. And thank you for contributing to the world and helping to make a difference with your podcast.
Thank you.